right, let's go. It's Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines as you start your day. Thanks for being here. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. President Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. The two of them held a press conference from the White House. And the major headline this morning is that Trump suggested a U.S. takeover of the Gaza Strip. He suggested that the nearly 2 million Palestinians relocate as we take control of Gaza and rebuild it. That plan is quite controversial around the world in an already unstable part of the world. Wars have been raging over that land for years. Leaders of Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and more have all spoken out against the president's plan. We will see if his administration further pursues this idea. To sports, we'll start with a couple personal stories about two sports icons this morning. First, sadly, Tiger Woods' mom passed away yesterday. He made the announcement. Catilda Woods, he called her a force of nature and said she was his biggest fan and greatest supporter. No cause of death has been given as of now. And Michael Jordan is in the news. His son Marcus Jordan was arrested on Monday for committing a series of crimes. This happened in Florida. He was charged with DUI, cocaine possession, and resisting arrest. He did name drop his dad during the arrest. That is part of the headline. Now back to the Super Bowl for a minute. You know that if the Chiefs win, they'll be the first team in NFL history to earn three consecutive titles. And I just saw a story that they have struck a deal with Pat Riley of the NBA for the term three-peat. I had no idea that he had the rights to that, but yeah, he trademarked the phrase when the Lakers were going for their third straight NBA title in 1989, so he's had it for a while. The Bulls even paid him a bunch of money back in the 90s when they three-peated, and now the Chiefs are paying for the rights as well. If they win, they will legally be able to call it a three-peat. Also, an update on some of the commercials this morning. Matt Damon and David Beckham star together as twin brothers in a new Stella Artois ad. And Paris Hilton is in a Frank's Red Hot commercial. I have some more videos, if you want to see them, up in our Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. On to some entertainment headlines this morning. Kind of a weird mix of sports and politics. Since we were just talking about the Chiefs, we'll start with this one. Travis Kelce was asked at a press conference yesterday if he plans on proposing to Taylor Swift after the game on Sunday. And his answer? Wouldn't you like to know? I'm not being a jerk. That's what he said. So he really didn't even answer the question, but that story's going around right now. Also, it just came out that President Trump will most likely attend the game on Sunday. He is expected to be at the Super Bowl. And in other political news, comedian Amber Ruffin was just announced as the headliner for this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's not clear if Trump will be there for that. He never went during his first term, so we'll see. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is held in April. Lastly here, another sports-related story. The NBA just announced the celebrities lined up for their All-Star Celebrity Game. It's happening on Valentine's Day, February 14th at Oakland Arena. It's a part of the NBA's All-Star Weekend, and the list of players includes Shaboozy, Noah Kahn, Mickey Guyton, Walker Hayes, Dylan Wang, Pablo Schreiber, Oliver Stark, and Rome Flynn. And 2 Chainz, the rapper, is going to be out there as one of the coaches. Again, it's coming up on the 14th. Moving on to movie and TV news. They have been teasing it for days, and it's here. Our first look at the brand new Fantastic Four movie starring Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, and Eben Moss Backrack. Fantastic Four First Steps. The trailer is up, and the movie is out July 25th of this year. The Hallmark Channel just announced that they're airing a Donna Kelsey movie marathon this weekend. That's Travis and Jason's mom. She's appeared in 2 movies on the network, and they will both be on in honor of the Super Bowl. Christmas On Call and Holiday Touchdown this weekend on the Hallmark Channel. In TV news and TV ratings news, viewership for the Grammys was down 9% compared to last year. It brought in 15.4 million viewers, but the show's presence on social media was reportedly very strong. CBS called it the most social television program ever. It had 102.2 million interactions online, so that's something. In American Idol news, Jelly Roll is once again joining the crew. He was a guest mentor in season 22, and in season 23, he'll be the first ever artist in residence. Basically, I think he's there just like to talk to the contestants and help them when they need help. Season 23 premieres March 9th. On TV tonight, it is the third season finale of Special Forces, World's Toughest Test on Fox. That was the show my wife was on. She did not make it to the end. They made her leave the show because she hurt her finger. But I'm so very proud of her. She trained hard. She wanted it. That's on tonight, the finale of the show. CBS has a special called Super Bowl Greatest Commercials, Funniest All Time. You can watch that tonight. And Amy Schumer is in a new movie called Kinda Pregnant. That's out now on Netflix. Okay, on to music news. The numbers are in after last week's Fire Aid benefit show. We now know that over $100 million was raised. That is a ton of money. It's all going to aid victims of the wildfires and support fire prevention efforts. The funds were raised from not only folks donating at home, but ticket sales, sponsorships, merch sales, and private gifts from a lot of notable figures like the Eagles, U2, Steve Ballmer and his wife. He owns the Clippers. They matched every dollar brought in from the concert. That's incredible. More than 50 million viewers tuned in to watch it. Also, there is a 90-track benefit album coming out this Friday for only 24 hours, which is also a fundraising effort. So if you get that, you're helping out. In other music news, now that she is officially a Grammy winner, Sabrina Carpenter has new music on the way. It's a deluxe version of her Short and Sweet album, and it includes a duet with Miss Dolly Parton on her song Please, Please, Please. That's cool. It's coming out on Valentine's Day. The trailer for The Weeknd's movie is out now. Hurry Up Tomorrow. It's coming in May, and I've got that up in our Instagram stories as well this morning. Kendrick Lamar is kind of the man of the hour right now. He had a massive night at the Grammys, and in just a few days, he's doing the Super Bowl halftime show. It's a big week. And now we just find out that Apple Music is holding a press conference with him tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow morning, a sit-down interview with him. It's going to be on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, the NFL Network, a bunch of different places to catch that. And lastly here, another rapper in the news is Killer Mike. Do you remember when he was arrested at the Grammys last year? It was wild. He won 3 awards that night, left in handcuffs. He ultimately faced no criminal charges, and now he is suing the security company responsible for that arrest. He said the incident caused him unnecessary public embarrassment, distress, and professional harm. Some additional headlines here on this Wednesday morning. More political news. It's reported that the Trump administration is drafting an executive order that would begin the process of eliminating the Department of Education. It's one of his campaign promises, sending education policy back to the states. In his first term as president, he proposed merging the education and labor departments into one agency, which did not happen. So now it looks like he wants to get rid of it entirely. It's not clear when this order might come down, but that is one of the big stories out of D.C. at the moment. In food news, with egg prices as high as they are still, it's unfortunately time for the restaurant biz to pass those costs on to us. Waffle House just announced a 50-cent surcharge on every egg ordered. They said it's temporary and they'll remove the surcharge when market conditions slow. Honestly, I think we can probably expect to see more of this. In other food news, McDonald's just announced the return of the Shamrock Shake. It's going to be back starting February 10th. And not only are they bringing that back, but they brought back Uncle O'Grimacy as well. That's Grimace's uncle. I guess he's been around since the 70s, but they really haven't used him much. He's back. He's a green Grimace. We might even see him during the Super Bowl. I don't know. Again, the Shamrock Shakes are back starting Monday. I don't know the last time I had one, but it's kind of like an indicator that spring is arriving, so I like it. In other food news, Applebee's highly coveted date night pass is coming back just in time for Valentine's Day. They sold out in seconds last year, truly. They go on sale next week, but they are releasing more of them this time around 3,000 passes total. So if you're interested, register on their website by next Wednesday for a chance to get one. Lastly, I always end the show with something positive. I'd like to end with some good news. Today, it's a story courtesy of the smart folks at Rush University Medical Center. According to new research, bingo is keeping grandma and grandpa sharp. Socializing is good for the brain. Doing activities, going to restaurants, going to church, and just visiting friends could literally give you extra years of healthy brain function. I thought this was important to mention and also, you know, very positive. If the doctor is prescribing fun with friends to stave off dementia, then heck yeah, pass this on. The study did actually find that those that stayed socially active maintained a healthy brain 5 years longer than those that were less social. That is good news. Truly, pass that one on to anybody that might benefit from it. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. All right. Thank you for being here. We made it to Wednesday. I hope it's a good one for you. I'm back tomorrow to do it all again, a brand new rundown of everything. Let's talk then.
Please tell your friends about this show.